It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
We are still in communication with a few schools, trying to see if there's an opportunity there to be able to make it work out where their open week's the same as our open week. There's also, you know, still an option for the spring. There's going to be some RMAC teams that are playing in the spring. Now it's really focusing on putting in that game plan, ironing out the few wrinkles that we have. And, you know, we've been practicing for a long time, so you got to also add some things in there that are fun to do, maybe some trick plays, those type of things.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head coach Jay Long joining us in the studio on a Tuesday for the weekly Jay Long Show, talking Shadron State College football. Going to be a real fun show today. Coach, you guys are coming off a huge win Saturday, 60-7 over Fort Lewis. A nice one for you.
I thought our guys had a really good day. We went out and executed our game plan on really all three phases, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. When you look at the stat-wise, offensively, we had a really big day statistically-wise. Defensively, we had the second lowest defensive output of ever in Shadron State history, and I think they only had 26 yards total offense on us. So a good day there, and then also I thought we did a really good job on special teams too.
Let's dive into the details of the game, Coach. I love how the game started. You went over the top with the very first play, 67-yard touchdown, Holst to Michelson, and that really kind of set the tone for things.
It's the way you want to start off every game. not only did we start with the big pass, and we came out on defense, and we went three and out, had two negative plays right off the bat. Great way to start the game. And, then really from there on, our guys went out and just executed the game plan. Really excited about how we started the game.
Fort Lewis had some trouble with the snaps in the half as well, and you guys got two really short fields to go in and score, so took over on turnovers as well in the game, and as we always know, that usually tips the scales win or loss, whoever wins or loses the turnover battle.
Yes, but the ball is really, truly the hopes and dreams of your team, and if you can control the ball, you have a great chance of winning. If you turn it over, you know, it's not going to end up being good.
Coach Long with us on our Tuesday night show. And going into the third quarter, Coach, you already had a 43-0 halftime lead. One of those games where there was really no fear, even if maybe a third quarter letdown or slowdown had happened. And that's something your team's been battling through, those third quarters. But you guys took care of business the third quarter this week.
Yeah, you know, we talked offensively and we wanted to go out and get one more score. And then after we got that score, we're going to put in our number two quarterback with our number one offensive line to give him valuable reps. We went two series with Dalton in there, and then on the third series of the second half, we end up going with Mason, and went really good because we've been stressing the third quarter, for probably about 3 weeks now, and our guys have starting to really react the past couple weeks.
We'll get into Mason and some of the new guys we saw in the second half during the blowout win in a bit with Coach Long. Let's touch first again on that CSC starting defense. Boy, you guys had Fort Lewis at one point -4 total yards well into the second half. I couldn't believe it when I was watching the stats all game long, and they totaled -25 rushing on the day. How did you guys accomplish that so much on your defense and limit them to not only nothing but giving you guys yards in a sense?
You know, Dave, I thought our defensive line and our offensive line, both of them really just dominated up front. Our D-line did a great job, you know, knocking back their offensive line. Multiple of them had tackles for loss and sacks. I don't know how many tackle for losses on the day that we had, but I think it was in the double digits, 12 to 15 tackle for losses. So anytime you can do that, you're going to have a really good day, up front. And once that D-line knocked them back, then the linebackers can go out and clean things up, and just really proud of the front seven on how they executed.
It almost seemed like that front seven and all the pressure that those guys up front were mentally affecting the offensive line too. Almost a bunch of snaps nearly went over the quarterback's head, and you feel like they had kind of gotten into the Skyhawk offensive line head and had them pretty intimidated and pressured.
Typically when you see like an offensive line not having very much success, that's when you talk about bad snaps and things like that, and you already hit that point where they started getting into some high snaps and gave us some good field position. production there too. But yeah, really, it just came down to those. The guys up front were knocking guys back. The linebackers were able to make plays, and they weren't able to go to the air because we were getting pressure on the quarterback. But also, you know, our secondary was doing a great job of doing their jobs too. So really, all three fronts on the defensive side, you know, really just came out and executed.
Front was awesome, and I was remembering during the game, I don't think I said Bobby Peel's name maybe once until I just noticed he was out there and thought, oh, but haven't really said his name yet. Usually he's got a pick or is really heavily involved, but he didn't need to get so involved with the line's pressure, and of course he was covering his guy up all day long and no opportunities down the field. Jay, you mentioned the line. Let's stick with those guys. Kobe Whipple was just unbelievable in the first half. Huge game for Whip, and really proud of what he did.
Yeah, you know, I thought he had a good day. Julius had a good day. Richard Harris got his first sack of the season, which is great. Hunter O'Connor was you know, very dominant back there. Kean Martin was coming back off an injury. Well, really, Whipple's kind of coming off an injury also, and both those two guys got valuable reps and you know, had an outstanding day. So it was just good up front, you know, all around, and you know, by those guys. So
offensively, Brock Ping, we saw a lot of him running the football as well, and Dorian Collier, a big day. Jaden Cox always does what he does, running and passing, running and receiving. No Elijah Miles. Talk about maybe those young running backs, what you saw out of them Saturday, and some of the other guys you thought really had a good day against Fort Lewis.
Yeah, both of our young running backs averaged 8 yards a carry, which, you know, that's a good day. And Dorian got, I think he was 120 yards on the day, and then Brock was had 2 touchdowns on the day. So yeah, really very explosive by both those guys. It's really you know, neat to see. You know, as far as eligibility goes, Jaden and Brock and Dorian are all the same age, so it's just really fun to watch those three guys go out and compete and do great things. So really, really good with them. But also, in order for that to happen, you know, the offensive line and the tight ends were, you know, doing their job too up front. And I thought that you know, Peter had a good day. Got into the passing game as long also with the running game, which also helped out too with things. So yeah, good day up front with them.
So exciting with all the years left with that group of guys you just talked about, Coach. And you got a chance to play some backups in a game like this. Quarterback Mason Hamilton, some significant playing time. What'd you see out of Mason and how he played with the first-string offensive line and some of the guys that maybe he'll see next year with him, too?
You know, when you get in games like what we were in with Fort Lewis and you get ahead, it's really huge to be able to put your next round of guys in. When you look at developmental and you know, our program, we need to develop our guys, and we are always constantly trying to develop guys to get to that next, you know, role. And you know, we can practice and we practice and we practice, and they get valuable reps there, but really there's nothing as valuable as going out and playing against someone else. It's different in regards to the intensity level and also what's at stake. And when you look at like a perfect example of a developmental player is Jake Norris. You know, Jake Norris has, you know, been a 2-year starter for us. He's came in, when he came in early on in his career, he wasn't very strong. He just was a big, tall body, and he worked his butt off. He put on some weight. He now weighs about 320 pounds, and you know, he's made himself one of the better guards in our league. So, you know, and how that started was he got his first reps out on the game like that, and yeah. They get those valuable reps. And be frank, they make some mistakes, and when they make those mistakes, you can go back up film and you can teach them, so then they don't make those mistakes again. And you know, we talk about Mason. That was one you talked about. He made a mistake. He threw a pick six, but it's way more valuable right now when we're ahead in the game and we're controlling the game, that we can go out and we can fix it so he doesn't have it happen, you know, next year or in the future. So all those opportunities there was really good. I was really proud of our twos. Our twos came out and we outscored them 10-7. So our twos outscored their ones, and I'm really proud of how our guys went and executed, and they needed to. They needed to have those valuable reps, and a lot of those guys got those valuable reps in the spring when we did those spring games, which was really fun also.
Yeah, kind of a game within the game, the twos versus the ones, and winning 10-7 over Fort Lewis. Great confidence for those guys. It was one of, you know, obviously my first look at seeing Mason out there in live game action, and he's got a different kind of style than Dalton Holes. For the fans that didn't hear or see the game, you know, he could run around quite a bit. He almost sidearm balls a couple of things, and Sam and I were preparing for the game, talked about how he's got a little bit of that Patrick Mahomes style improvisation in him, you know, and it was fun to see, and he brings a little bit different dynamic to the offense.
Yeah, he brings a different type of play calling for us. And and you know, that's you know, opens up the, that RPO a little bit different with you know, Dalton. It's really we're run, and then our, then we have a pass option with Mason. We will have a run option, a quarterback run option, and a pass option. And one thing we're finding with Dalton is Dalton, the defenses have not been respecting his run option, and he's been having really good success the past 2 weeks. He's been in the positive yards rushing, and I think he's almost rushed for 100 yards in the last two games. So that's also something that, you know, that we can continue to build on. You asked me about guys I also was happy with. I was really happy with BJ and also the Hare twins. Also, as far as, you know, the guys have been in primarily backup roles the majority of the year, and those guys got their opportunities and you know, did a, you know, a really good job also. So it was good to see some of those other backup players, those other players get valuable reps, because we'll need them as the season goes on, and we're going to need them in the future.
Coach Jay Long with us on the Tuesday night Jay Long Show and podcast. Chad Michelson, 3 touchdowns in the game, couple of them receiving. We talked about the first play, but he also ran a punt back on an awesome run back, breaking tackles all over the place, took it to the house, and was named the RMAC Special Teams Player of the Week. He's an obvious candidate for the Hammer Award. Coach, did he get it? I'm sure he was in the nominations.
So I got a funny story. Our two nominations was Cole, Travis, excuse me, three nominations was Cole, Travis, and Chad were the three nominations, and also our punter had a really good day. He averaged 45 yards over a punt, so he had a big day too. But when they came down the vote, and it was unanimously Chad Michelson. But how Chad got that rep was Cole was kind of was a little bit winded, and he's like, "Hey Chad, you take this one." And Cole had been back there, and they'd been spitting the punts all over. They were going all over the field, and when Chad got his opportunity, the punt went just right directly at him. And Chad made a great move right off the bat and then used his speed to get to the end zone. So Chad and Cole have been teasing each other about that all day, two, three days here since the game's been over. But Chad had a great day, great play. I know that he is another one of those players we talked about. It was a developmental player. Played for us those first 2 years, the freshman and sophomore years, as more of a, you know, role player, and has really, really developed himself into one of the top receivers in our league.
I'm sure Cole's going to run a few extra sprints this week, have that conditioning up so he doesn't have to hand a punt return to his buddy Chad. It's funny, Sam Parker said Chad's got a little Cole Thurness in his blood after that run. That was great that those two, and you could share that story, Jay, and Chad takes one to the house. Let's get into the injuries and the health at this time of season. There's always a few guys on the injury report, and you hope you can have as many back and ready to go for a big game coming up this week against Colorado School of Mines.
You know, it's that point in the season where you see your depth, you know, start to either you know, go one way or the other. And you know, when you look at the teams we've been playing, you know, on their depth charts, you know, some starters and stuff's been starting to drop off, and we're no different. Right now, our day-to-day guys are Elijah and Jamal. They're both day-to-day. We'll know more on them towards the end of the week. And then Trayvon Smith is out for the season. That hit it. He took it at Adams State, and still very frustrated with that. And then Bray is also out for the game here. So those guys are right now the guys that I think are the most recent ones with things. But I know that you know, it gives that opportunity for the next guy. And I got my very first reps on the football field when Dan Machachok got hurt. And, you know, everybody gets on the field different ways. So it gives that opportunity for those next guys and to get their opportunities.
Coach, a much, much different game coming up this Saturday than what you just faced with Fort Lewis. You've got Colorado School of Mines, a team ranked number 3 in the nation coming into last week. They get upset at Mesa. Still a very good football team, obviously, and they have been for many years in the conference. What an opportunity for your Eagles to go down to Golden this weekend.
Yeah, when you look at their season, they've been winning the close games, and that's really been, you know, what they've done. You know, you look at Western State, they beat Western State in overtime. Mesa got them right at the end. New Mexico Highlands was a really close game to them, came down to, it was a 3-point game, and then they end up throwing a bomb at the end and for a touchdown, but that was a close game all the way. So, you know, and Black Hill State was playing them close. South Dakota School of Mines was leading for a while, you know, so it really comes down to just coming out and executing. And when you look at their team, you know, they're very similar to the teams that we played in the past. You know, they're going to be disciplined, they're going to run the football, and they're going to play great defense. And there's been games they've went into and they've ran, I think for New Mexico Highlands, they ran it 56 times. So, you know, our keys of the game, you know, is going to be, I can tell you right now, is, you know, we need to make sure that we are very physical up front, both sides of the ball, defensive line and offensive line. We need to be physical up front, and then we got to match that, that physicality that they bring, and we got to be disciplined also. And those are some things that, you know, we're looking at right now, and we're focusing on. And, you know, obviously we're putting together our game plan. We got a good chunk of it in, but we're going to continue to find some things that we can think we can take advantage of, and we need to go play four quarters football. I'm so excited to get on this bus, to get on, go on, do this trip. It's an opportunity for us to go play a top ranked team, and it's an opportunity for us to go out and show that, you know, that what our team can do, and I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, I can tell, and seeing you and listening to your voice, seeing your facial expressions here, Jay, you are ready. I know the team's going to be really excited to get down there. I can't wait. I think it's just a great matchup here in the RMAC late season, and should be a bunch of fun down there in Golden. Coach, thanks for the thoughts on the Fort Lewis win. We look forward to catching up with you on Saturday before we kick it off against Colorado School of Mines as well. That's Coach Jay Long on the Tuesday Jay Long Show and podcast.
Thanks, Dave. Go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.